think that's why there's such thing as preferences.
Yeah.
That's the whole, like, if you don't like it on somebody, don't date them.
Yeah.
Why, if someone chooses to have body hair, how does it affect you?
Exactly.
Oh, wait, cause it fucking doesn't.
Nope.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! Woohoo! Today I have joining me the spectacular, the amazing, the sturdy and brawn, Cosmo from the Cosmo Show.
How you doing, Dara?
I am feeling spicy tonight. Ooh. How about you?
Spicy. I like spicy. Maybe I'll get some Thai food later. I don't know.
Ooh, now I'm hungry. I mean, spice in the drama category.
Ooh, damn.
But we're not delving into our drama today. Okay. We're going to go to Reddit and we're going to read some spicy drama tonight.
Ooh, okay.
Because, you know, nothing tickles me more than hearing other people's drama because I'm not in it. I'm not part of it. So it's great to offer advice when you're not involved.
True.
Because you have a clear mind. You can see all the angles, and that's what we're going to do today.
Sweet.
Do you ever find yourself locked into the Reddit rabbit hole?
Actually, no. Thanks to this, last night I downloaded the app and started getting into it, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Another addiction I probably didn't need, but okay. It's okay.
Just collecting addictions, like...
I'm a fossil, so yeah. Learning new things on the Delulu Canoe with Dare. It's awesome.
Collecting addictions. Like, what is it? The Infinity Gauntlet with the, the stones?
Yes.
There's my nerd reference.
Nice.
If you're joining us before we get to the Reddit stories, don't forget to check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review. Check out our Patreon because we now have one. And all the support that we get on there helps us keep the show going. And also shout out to loyal fans for being so loyal and treating us so good. Thank you, loyal fans. Not sponsored by any of these things, but be sure to check us out there. Let's dive right on in. All right, here we go. This is the title.
Okay.
This one is on the Reddit relationship advice. So they're looking for some relationship advice from us.
Okay.
How do I, female 29, tell my fiance, male 42, I'm pregnant after his vasectomy? Uh-oh. Okay, so I haven't read these, so this is going to be interesting.
Damn, that hits because I'm 42.
It's too close to home. Yeah, okay, let's do it.
All right.
My fiance got a vasectomy about a month and a half ago. Oh, my God, this is fresh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, this was posted 7 hours ago. This is, like, piping hot.
A month and a half ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
My fiance got a vasectomy about a month and a half ago, and I removed my IUD after the 15 days of recovery. I figured he wouldn't wear condoms or something, but he said the doctor tested his sperm so he can have unprotected sex. Okay. Well, now I'm pregnant. Oof. And he really doesn't want a child. I suggest we wait 3 months before having you... Wait. Oh, I think there's some spelling typos here. I suggested we wait 3 months before having unprotected sex, but he insisted it was fine. I told him when I was removing the IUD and even asked if he thought that was an appropriate amount of time. He agreed. The big problem is that he said he would leave me if I got pregnant on purpose. I didn't, obviously, but I don't think he will believe me. Would it be horrible of me to hide it for a few months until I come up with a game plan? Abortion is illegal in my state, so that's not an option. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Even if it was, I want the baby. I just don't know what to do. I'm 90% sure he will leave me. We have been together for 2.5 years, but he is adamant that he doesn't want kids. I already have one child. I was fine with more or fine with no more. Interesting. Okay, so
I'll let you attack that one first.
Yeah. First of all, if you get a vasectomy, I know nothing about vasectomies, but he said he was tested by his doctor, so he's lying then, right?
He's very lying. See, I've looked into it because I've been wanting to get one. I just need, you know, the insurance to cover all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely getting one. And I looked into it, and you're supposed to wait at least 6 months after operation. Because you have to go in every time and ejaculate into a cup and to see if there's anything still swimming.
Okay.
And if the doctor says, see, I wouldn't trust that doctor. Maybe he, because I want to say for the guy part, being a guy, probably lied and just want to do it without the condom.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it takes at least 6 months for it to actually be a full effect. Mm-hmm. And then also for the scar to heal. They don't suggest you having sex right away. So
yeah.
You got to look at the brochures and like there's like a counseling too before all that stuff. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think he's lying and it's his fault and he messed up.
Yeah, that's so fascinating that I'm with you. I think he lied, but also that he's so adamant that he doesn't want children.
That's horrible.
So, I mean, like.
But 2.5 years? Dude?
Yeah.
Fiance, she said?
Yeah, fiance. So they're engaged.
Only, damn, 2.5 years? That's not a long time to.
That's not.
Not a long time to be worried about it. Because if it was longer, then I wouldn't be worried about it. Because you guys spent that much time together?
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
5 years? I mean, like, okay, then now you've been engaged for like a year, but you've been together for 5 years. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense. But 2.5 years and you're worried about him like disowning you or just like, you know, breaking up with you.
Yeah.
You really got to talk it out to the guy and then use your judgment and get out of it.
You think so? She should leave.
It's not worth it. Depends on his reaction to it. Because she has to tell him. You have to tell him. And it sucks that you're not in an area where you can get an abortion.
But. Yeah. But she does say, would it be horrible of me to hide it for a few months until I come up with a game plan?
What's the game plan, though?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she could try to, like, figure out if he actually, like, she could snoop around the house and see if the doctor actually did test his sperm. She could.
I mean, if they are engaged.
Financially figure out if she can afford this baby.
I'm wondering if she would have public access or access to, since God, 2 years, that doesn't sound like just a long.
It's very short. Yeah. I mean I wouldn't wait months because she says to hide it for a few months. I would give it a month.
Yeah.
And like figure out, because like, okay, she doesn't even really confirm. She says that she's pregnant, but she doesn't mention like a pregnancy test. She doesn't mention like going and seeing a doctor and like really confirming it. So she might not even actually be pregnant. She could just be missing her period, I would guess.
Yeah, that too.
So I think that would be the first thing, is like go see a doctor and actually confirm it if she's just doing an at-home pregnancy test. I would give it a month max, because why wait months if you think he's just gonna leave you?
Yeah.
So,
you know, I'd say talk to him right off the bat. And like, if she talks to him, like, hey, I'm pregnant. Let's talk about this. What are solutions? What is your thoughts on this? How do you feel? And let's go to the doctors and sue the bastard, because, you know, you're not really supposed to do it that quick. And then, and if it gets to the point where, you guys, she feels like she needs wants to get an abortion over it, then go to a state that allows it. And then. Get it done.
So there's no update, because this just came out like 7 days ago. So there's no like edit. There's no like her touching base. But somebody offered her advice here that says, might want to have someone around when you let him know and pre-pack. He lied about the vasectomy, by the way. So this is his fault. Don't let yourself feel otherwise regardless. My spouse. Wait, this. They wrote that kind of confusingly. He lied about the vasectomy, by the way, so this is his fault, and don't let yourself feel otherwise. Regardless, my spouse had to wait 3 months after getting his vasectomy to get his sperm count checked to see if the vasectomy had worked. Mm-hmm. In that time frame, he was told he had to ejaculate a certain amount of times, like you said, as well, and could still get me pregnant. And our writer said, I have my own house. He won't throw me out. I can take care of myself and any children, with like a little smiley face. So it sounds like she's in a good place.
Yeah.
That she could take care of another child on top of her already child. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she should wait months to tell him.
No.
I'm trying to see.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah. This sounds like a very tense and complex issue that requires firm understanding of the details, which means it's probably not best handled by strangers on the internet. That's a good comment, honestly.
Yeah.
Is there someone in your life who you know and trust to have your values, interests, and goals in mind? Who could you talk to about this? Abortion is still illegal in my state, so that's not an option. They're grabbing that and replying to it. Taking a vacation elsewhere in the country could be an option if that's something aligned with your values. Mm-hmm. So they're saying if, you know,
yeah,
go take a vacation out of the state and, you know.
Basically kind of like what I said, but just not better.
Yeah, yeah.
I am cutthroat with that stuff.
No, I'm sorry. You're doing great. Sorry. Don't okay. be sorry. You're doing great so far. Then our author wrote, I'm fine with having a baby alone. I just want to delicately handle the situation. Mm.
That's understandable.
Yeah. It looks like a lot of the comments on here are suggesting also what we said, that the fiance lied.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, relationship advice is hard to give because this is a very sensitive topic. Mm. But it sounds like she's navigating it, she is navigating it very well. Based on, like, the other comments that I've read, mm-hmm. seems like she's in a good spot that she could take care of the child alone if the guy pulls out.
Right.
Well, if he doesn't pull out. Pretty slip.
Where is that drum? Hold on. There we go.
This one is on the Reddit page of the 10th Dentist, which I don't know what this one is. I've never heard of it.
10th Dentist.
Is someone who sincerely or professionally disagree with the broad majority of people. Okay. Okay, so it's like, this is kind of like a unpopular opinion Reddit page. The title is, Men and Women Should Both Be Ashamed for Not Shaving. Oh, okay. They write, body hair is fundamentally disgusting on so many levels, and removing it should be a baseline for not being considered a massive slob. Check the photos of bodybuilders in the 50s and such. They all shaved. You know why? Because someone without body hair is always better looking than someone with. Wow. Oh! Women should have to do it too, of course!
Is this a guy or a girl? Doesn't say,
it's,
does it?
Oh my, doesn't
sounds,
say.
Sounds like a man.
But society already says they have to, so we should mostly focus on getting men to do it as well.
Damn.
Laser body hair removal should be free. Okay, I agree. And given massive social stigma for not getting it as fast as possible. Okay, don't agree. What society is, women must shave, men don't have to. What a lot of people want, women and men don't have to. What is best, in my opinion, all should have to. Okay.
Wow.
I feel like this is written by a man.
Yes, 100%.
I think that's why there's such thing as preferences.
Yeah.
That's the whole, like, if you don't like it on somebody, don't date them.
Yeah.
Why, if someone chooses to have body hair, how does it affect you?
Exactly.
Oh, wait, because it fucking doesn't.
Nope.
This is, in my opinion, this is almost like forcing your religion or your political views on someone else.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you want or don't want. It what somebody else who has nothing to do with your life doesn't affect your life.
I can see the pros and cons to a lot of those situations. But, that's forcing somebody else's belief. I'm like, listen, if that's something that you prefer, don't throw it down. I think by now, I think we're all educated with that. So there's so many things out there. There's so many, like, that person needs to get slapped.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind hair on a woman that's, like, not supposed to be there. Like, armpit, I don't care. Legs, I don't care. In the private area, I don't care. And then, like, there's some preference to, like, if you're a sexually active kind of person, mm-hmm. it is, I want to say, an edge to be a little bit more safer, because you can get, what do they call that? Crabs?
Sure. Yeah.
Or, like, body lice.
STD, you know? I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So if both members are sexually active and doing things dirty, then it's another step to being somewhat kind of clean by being both shaved down there. And for guys, sometimes shaving down there makes you look bigger.
There you go.
So it's it all about what you said, preference.
Yeah.
You know, what's your preference?
Yeah, it's interesting though, because I have a feeling that this subreddit is made for commentary like this, where it's very, like, far one end of the spectrum instead of like viewing the whole point. So I think that the subreddit encourages everyone has to be this way. I prefer it this way sort of thing.
Yeah.
But like, that aside, I think it's so silly to have such a strong standpoint on body hair when, like they said, laser is an option and shaving is an option. So why are you so heavily affected by this? And if you don't like it, don't be with that person.
Exactly.
It's not hard. And the whole bodybuilder viewpoint is weird to me.
That's so old school, old fashioned. It could be an old prune. Could be. Like an old, like back in my days, like I like this Reddit. I'm going to speak my opinion, be a dictator troll. <You know?
laughs> I like looking at bodybuilders because they shave, you know? Like,
if Arnold Schwarzenegger had hair everywhere, he wouldn't be Mr. Universe and blah, blah, blah.
Well, and I feel like bodybuilders, don't they like. I don't know this for a fact, but it's like a definition thing. So like with hair, it would hide the I don't know anything about it.
I watched a documentary, Arnold's documentary about his life, and then the process from the bodybuilding. Shave everything. Everything has to be worked out, and then they oil you up for showing the definition with the lights and whatnot. So I could see how hair would probably look kind of weird if it was oiled up.
Yeah,
you know?
You'd be just like slicked down. It'd be like a comb over, but on your body.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. So I'm looking for an update, but I don't think there is one. So, okay. They decided to leave their hot take and peace out. Coward.
The Golden Girls are on. I'm going to go now. Goodbye.
Yeah, right? So one comment here is, I mean, I get some people have a preference for no body hair, but we are literally mammals. What do you mean fundamentally disgusting? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, commenter, I agree. And then somebody commented on that comment. I picture this person as a completely smooth person from head to toe, serial killer, eradicating the disgusting things from the world. It's got to be pure. Oh my gosh. Let me see. People are saying it's not fundamentally disgusting. We have it for a reason. If you find it ugly, that's fine. But we have hair to protect parts of our bodies. Wick, sweat, discourage bugs, capture oils, and a number of other things. My friends who shave everything must moisturize multiple times a day, for example. Again, if you're allowed to personally think it's ugly, but you're just incorrect about cleanliness, 10th dentist for sure. So yes, okay, this Reddit subreddit must be about people that have very one-sided opinions and they full-heartedly believe in it.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 dentists.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Is that what the play of it is on?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So like you have 10 people and that one person just does not agree.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I think it should be this way.
Yeah.
They're pouties. Oh, and somebody said something about the bodybuilder thing. Bodybuilders shave because removing the hair gives the judge a better view of their conditioning. Mm-hmm. Vascularity?
Vascularity, because you know you want the veins to pop out. You see the definitions of your deltoids and all the other stuff. You have to do it now if you're a bodybuilder. Thank you.
And Stratting
their stuff.
Stratins. I don't know if that's how you say that word. In their muscles. If you don't shave, you might as well not compete because those that will do will have a colossal advantage. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the fundamentals. So, that first point is very incorrect. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. It looks like we agree with a lot of the comments again on this one. Yeah. I think that page is made for people that have strong opinions. Yep. I disagree. I don't care. I would say, like, my preference is I do like a guy who's clean shaven, but if they have body hair, it's not, like, a reason I won't date them.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me that much. Okay, we've got another relationship advice.
Ooh, yay.
And this one was from 23 hours ago. Oh, my gosh, fresh.
Wow.
Very fresh. People must be on here just perpetually.
24/7.
Writing their traumas. All right, my 26 female husband... 26 male. Okay, so the writer is the 26-year-old female. Mm-hmm. The husband is 26 male. Wants to date other women. I got upset and I'm having trouble knowing if I'm fair or unreasonable. How do I do this? Okay, so there's a lot of edits on this one. So let me scroll down. It says they originally posted this in Am I the Asshole, but it got removed for a relationship post. So I think it's supposed to be in relationship advice.
Hmm.
My 26... male husband brought up to me over dinner tonight that he thinks it would be a good idea for him to seek out attractive women to go on dates with because he's married and doesn't get to experience being single anymore. He wants them to be attractive women who are attracted to him to make him feel better about himself because more women wanting him equals him being more attractive, in his opinion. I felt offended and speechless by this suggestion. He said they wouldn't be real dates because he wouldn't have sex with them. He would just come home to me and that he just needed to get out and have dinner with people who aren't me. I told him he can go out to dinner with anyone and go out with friends, including female friends, anytime he wanted to, but that seeking out women he finds attractive specifically to go on dates with them to feel single again is not okay. He's upset and says I'm untrustworthy as a wife because he can't come to me with a simple and harmless suggestion that doesn't break any boundaries without me getting defensive, upset, angry, and then said that it's because I'm insecure and I don't want him to do this. In my opinion, I don't feel insecure at all. I don't care if he spends time with females. It's the intention of the time being spent that makes me upset. I will admit, when I said that it was inappropriate and I don't like it at all, and he kept pressing it and telling me I was wrong and unreasonable, I did get pretty mad and I shut down. I raised my voice, not yelling, but raising my voice, and I did say it was a stupid suggestion and say that he's crazy for thinking I would be okay with that. So it's not like I was an ultra rational epitome of peace or anything, but I still don't feel like I was an asshole for getting upset at that suggestion, but he is adamant that I'm being an asshole. He is now reading me articles about how it's controlling and insecure to not want your partner to have a platonic relationship with people of the opposite sex, but I'm trying to tell him that it's the intent behind it that makes it inappropriate and hurtful, and he is telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. Ooh. I said that if he were to have a female friend that he made at work or something and hung out with them, it wouldn't be an issue. And the issue is specifically seeking out only women to have one-on-one dinner dates with, and that he has no intention of being their friend afterwards. So in my eyes, that blurs the line of platonic. Technically, it does fit the textbook definition as he is not having sex with them, but I feel as though textbook definition is not always how things are perceived. How do I handle the situation? Where do I go from here? Was I wrong, and should I apologize? Our faces.
Wow. I, oh God. Yeah. Dump the guy. Divorce.
Divorce.
You are divorced. God, that is sad and tricky.
Okay. Okay. So I get it. I get it that you're in a relationship and sometimes things feel a little stale and things feel a little stiff, but asking your partner to go on dates with people to lead them on so you feel better about yourself is not the answer.
No.
Like, whoa.
I mean,
whoa.
That goes into a whole polyamory conversation that I am not an expert on, so I will not speak upon it. So,
yeah.
Seems like the guy has really low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a relationship, and I like it when people flirt with me, and I flirt back, but
for sure,
as far as it goes, you know, I'm not trying to go out on a date with him. I'm not trying to make out with him. I'm not even trying to, like, bang him. So that, for me, I'm like, I still got it, but, like, I know I have a beautiful partner at home, but it's not like, I would never take somebody on a date and, like, just ghost them the next day. That's just weird.
Yeah. And I agree with what you said about, like, polyamory. Like, I think that that it would be different if that's what he was trying to navigate. But
sounds
it doesn't,
like, what he's trying to hint to.
You think he's trying to hint towards
it? A domino effect. It's almost like a couple episodes ago, we talked about people that groom other people and whatnot. It starts off with a suggestion, and then it just freaking landslide, domino effect, snowball into, like, well, hey, this is something different, blah, blah, blah. And if you find somebody that likes hers, like, try a three-way, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I think him coming out and suggesting being poly would be better than what he's suggesting in this moment, and especially how he's doing it, where he's looking up articles to, like, weaponize that, like, no, you're wrong and you're being controlling, when she's not being controlling. She's just setting a boundary and saying that this is not okay. I am not comfortable with you going on dates with other women. And even though you're coming home to me, this to me seems like you're just seeking validation somewhere else, but we're not even, you're not even seeking the validation together. You know, it would be different if he was suggesting, hey, I would like to open up the marriage, the relationship. I feel like that would have went over way better.
They're married in how old are they again?
The husband is 26 and the wife is 26. So they're both the same age.
So young.
Yeah.
20s are like, I was in a relationship during my 20s.
Yeah.
But I was raised in that kind of behavior. But I would have loved to be single in my 20s. And I look back at the relationship that I had.
Yeah.
I can't say what's young and what's not to get married. But if he's already feeling that way, then they shouldn't have got married.
Yeah.
I wonder how long they've been married and how long they've been together.
Yeah, I'm looking in the comments to get some clarity on that, but I don't see anything quite yet. People are literally just writing instant divorce like us.
You know, I mean, like I said, it sounds like he's trying to suggest something and telling her that it's wrong. Like, it's okay nowadays. Like, I have friends that are in a polyamory relationship, mm-hmm. and it works well for them. But you just got to set your boundaries and talk about it.
Right.
You know, and you got to see if your partner is okay with that.
Yeah.
And set your boundaries.
I like this comment. I think you should go on a date. Maybe you'll get lucky and snatch yourself a good husband.
You know,
151 upvotes. So people are like, yes.
I mean, that's a good suggestion to go out and do something your own. But then like, God.
Yeah.
It can backfire.
People are saying, like, your husband is being absurdly ridiculous. He's specifically talking about dating, which is not the same thing as having a platonic friendship. Mm-hmm. Does he also think that you should go out on dates with men you find attractive? Honestly, I think this is a good topic to discuss with a marriage counselor. That's what I was going to suggest, too.
Yeah.
Maybe seeking a therapist, just because, like, the therapist is going to be able to navigate this a lot better than somebody who doesn't have a degree and, like, how the brain works and what you should do in relationships. Exactly. So I 100% agree with that.
Some advice needs professionals.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think him weaponizing her setting a boundary is like definitely grounds for a therapist. And I would even go further that if he's not down to see a therapist and if he's going to keep weaponizing your thoughts and your boundaries on this, I don't think that this is a good relationship.
Nope. Especially if he keeps on using it as a weapon or tool to bring up in every argument.
Yeah. Oh, we have an update. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wanted to clarify a couple of things. This is what the author is saying. He's not already cheating on me. He does not leave the house and has a flip phone and one friend, no car or job currently, but we are working on that. We have been married for 2 years, but together for 8. Oh. He also said he would want me to and wouldn't mind if I went on dates with other men, as long as we didn't kiss or have sex, which is what he plans not to do for his dates. Okay. Okay, so they've been dating for 8, or they've been together for 8.
8 years.
Married 26. For 2.
Yeah. Since
that's
high
a
school.
Long relation. Yeah.
Since high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
Huh.
But he doesn't have a job or a car.
It's a flip phone.
The flip phone's a little, yeah, I'm like, okay.
This so man.
I don't know, though. Like, I give him credit for at least allowing her to date. Because if he wasn't, then obviously I'd be like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. But I think with that update, they could take this to therapy.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, though. Because, like, I, personally in my morals and, like, what I believe in, if I were to get married to somebody, it would take a lot to open up the relationship because, like, I'm not poly, and I don't think that that's something I would be interested in. So I feel like if I were to marry somebody, like, seal the deal and us be together, they would have to, like, really know themselves, and for them to open up the relationship, that would take a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But him weaponizing her boundary is not okay.
That is a red flag.
Yeah. Oh, and we have another update. Mm-hmm. This is the second update. Here we go. Hey, guys. He called me saying he's filing for divorce because he doesn't like how I handled this situation. Because I told him I thought he was wrong but needed to go to sleep and talk about it tomorrow when it's not 3 a.m. since I've been up since 7. Wow. Oh. Okay, so I guess it's not a problem. Yeah. So I guess it's not a problem anymore. I have to figure out my life from here, and now I'm how I'm going to handle life alone. Sorry.
I think that was a precursor to him trying to get either out of it or get something from it. But that sucks.
Yeah.
Man.
That last statement, I'm going to have to figure out my life from here and how I'm going to handle life alone.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn, since like high school, the only person you've seen or been with, and then you get married 8 years later or whatever.
Yeah.
That's really tough. Like, I was in a 12-year relationship with my ex. Yeah. I was through my whole 20s and into my 30s, and it was just... we never got married, but that's tough. Poor girl.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know how to feel about that, because it almost sounds like he just wanted a way out.
Yep.
Like, if it was 3 a.m. and someone came to me, my partner came to me of 8 years and was like, I want to open the relationship. I want to go on dates, but not to sleep with them. And I was like, I don't know. Let me sleep on it. And then they like, divorce?
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, that's a lot to throw at somebody.
Yeah.
Wow. I think he just wanted out.
Yeah, probably.
Ugh. Well, I'm so sorry, our author. I hope you figure out living life alone, and I hope you get some peace from this, because somebody trying to whiplash you like that and change things and then weaponize the boundary that you set, personally, I feel like it might be time to just leave the relationship and try and go and date and find somebody, you know, go on other dates, find some other people, because if that individual doesn't agree with your boundaries, then maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Yep. I'd say go have fun. Get the divorce. Have fun. Learn. Have friends. Get friends. Find your group. Find your niche. And explore.
Mm-hmm.
And learn. Focus on yourself career-wise and all that stuff. The right guy will come. Or girl, depending.
Yeah. Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. Like, that's so devastating. Like, you really think you know somebody, and then all of a sudden they whiplash you with, like, changing things, and then, yeah.
Like, man. The 8 years and the 20, being 26 and then married, that's just, already that sets off, I'm like, well, they're young.
Yeah.
They haven't really tried anything else.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's always two-sided. One person, I'm not saying it's always the girl, but it's like, I want the fairy tale, happily ever after. Marry my high school sweetheart, get the house, get the kids, pay your pets. Mm-hmm. Like, that's some old school cookie cutter tradition. But now with the way things are, social media and just the world in general, I think that it makes more guys drift off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I want that too. I'm like, oh man, but I'm in my youth and blah, blah, blah. And everybody else is doing this, you know, this multiple relationship kind of thing. You know, maybe it'll work because we're hip and we're young, and it doesn't really work because you got to really talk about it. And you got to actually think of the perfect time to suggest something like that. If that's something you really feel,
mm-hmm.
You can't just like, before I go to bed, good night, honey. Good night, honey. Oh, by the way, let's say some other people. Think about it. Good night.
Let's open this up just so I can feel attractive.
Exactly. That's a personal problem. If you don't feel attractive and you're married and you've been with someone like that, then you should go see help. Like my partner always says, everybody should see a therapist.
Yeah, I think so too. Like I know that there's like a lot of stigmas against therapy, but if you feel insecure in your marriage that you're not attractive because you don't get to go on dates with other people, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like you said, people flirt and are flirty, and like, that to me is enough. I'm like, all right, like you said, still got it, still got it going on. But I don't chase after that person and go on a date with them.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. That guy, he sounds like he needs to do some solo therapy and work on it. All right. I found another relationship advice one, because this is really fun. I'm really enjoying this.
Right.
Totally get why other podcasts do this, because it's the tea. It's bubbling.
This and Grandma Gear should be a thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe we should do this on Patreon. Yeah. Do we want to read? You know what? I'll write my own and we'll put it up on Patreon.
There you go.
Do you think, do you have time tonight if we like write our own really fast?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Join the Patreon.
Sweet, sweet.
I'm going to dish some tea because I have a really good one that I'm curious what people will say. And I don't want to put it, I don't want to air out my dirty laundry on here. So, so join the Patreon to hear some tea. Okay. This next one is from a day ago and the title caught my attention. So it's in relationship advice again. My 28 female boyfriend. So the writer is a 28 female and her boyfriend is a 33 male. Confessed this to me while he was drunk last night. What do you think of this? Oh no. Drunk confessions. Uh-oh. My 28. Oh gosh, I hate reading it with the things in between, so I'm just going to skip the ages and stuff for a second. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year. In the time we've been together, I've never seen my boyfriend get as drunk as he did last night. We had a small get-together with some friends last night in our apartment, and a lot of drinking took place. After our friends left, my boyfriend and I decided to sit on the porch and get some fresh air and talk for a bit. I'm not sure how the conversation took a turn like this, but my boyfriend started describing his ideal type to me. He said he has a huge thing for Latina women and has never been with one. He said he just loves their features. He said specifically Colombian women are the most attractive and was going on about them. Then said we should visit Colombia one day together, and I asked, why? So you can see the woman there in person? And he just laughed and says, no. Then he went on about Asian women as well, saying he also has a thing for that. I don't want to say what I am, but I go, is my nationality attractive to you? And he literally says no, and he's never seen other women who are my nationality as attractive. But he said he thinks I'm attractive, so it's okay. I don't know. Hearing this icked me out. I mean, he's allowed to like what he likes, but I don't really want to know. I would never say stuff like that to him about other men, and I definitely wouldn't say I find his nationality unattractive. What do you think of this? When I woke up this morning and rehashed our conversation from last night, I got a little upset, but I don't want to overreact. And again, I know he finds me attractive, and he is always complimenting me and saying how beautiful he thinks I am. Interesting.
Wow. Oof. If that was my friend, I would slap him in the back of the head. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, if your friend told you this?
Yeah, he's like, so I was sitting down and I was talking to my girlfriend and I'm telling about the things that I'm attracted to. And I'm like, well, what the, why? You know? What was your purpose? Just, you know, killing time, conversation? But other women, her race, her ethnicity is not attractive, but she's okay. Doesn't make any sense. Oh my God. What's wrong? There's no, this, I'm not touching this one.
You're not, you're doing great.
I'm already upset with this guy. I just want to like, just slap the crap out of him. Like, what are you, idiot?
Okay. So having a type, I feel like is a normal thing that people don't really want to talk about. And I get it that we all have preferences, just like the body hair thing earlier. We all have preferences. But the thing is I mean, he was drunk. So he was a little like, you know, just openly talking, but like I don't know that expressing that you have a thing for other nationalities is appropriate. I feel like that's almost fetishizing, in my opinion. And then to go as far and say that you want to go to Colombia and meet a Colombian woman is a little much. And I understand, I really relate to the writer of this. Because I would, too, feel uncomfortable. Like, could you imagine having a partner and then them being like, other nationalities are attractive. And then you're like, hello?
I'd be like, okay, fine. Then go be with that person.
Yeah, that's so strange.
Like, I would already feel offended just by that, just bringing that up. I'm like, why you bring that up?
Yeah.
Like, do I not, I'll start questioning, like, what am I to you? Do I even represent an ethnic, like a race to you? I mean, what's, why would you say that?
Yeah, especially when you're not in that
group. Like, I have a type.
So weird.
I date my type. And, like, I have, like, two types. This one's, like, nationality. And the other one's just style and look. It's, if they go together, they go together. But I don't, like, I wouldn't tell my partner, like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Even if I'm drunk, because, like, I'm a happy drunk. So I can't be a miserable drunk, depending on what I'm having.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whiskey, happy. Tequila?
Tequila. Ooh,
bad,
bye.
Bad. But, yeah, that's just wrong, bro. That's a red flag.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be – would that be grounds for a breakup for you? Because I think it would be for me.
Yeah. I mean, I would try to – get more context because I know my partner's like, they want more – they want to understand why I feel that way, why I say things. Mm-hmm. So I always – like, if I say something like that, my partner would be like, Okay, so but I need more content, like context about that. Like I need to know why. Fill me in, blah blah blah. And I'm like, that's a good, it's a good way. And I usually right off the bat when she tells me that, I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like getting into the topic right now because I feel embarrassed or like, I don't know, just heated. But it's a good conversation to have. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you say that?
Yeah.
Or like when he's sober, like, do you remember saying blah blah blah, blah, this and that, and bring it up and see if you can flesh it out and deal with that there mm-hmm. When both are sober.
Yeah.
And then judge at that time when you're having that conversation sober that if it's a red flag or not. It's like, why did you say that? It's like, do you know how it, did you think that would make me feel uncomfortable? Did you have any idea?
Honest. Why did you share that? Like, what the heck?
Why?
Top comment that's got 2,600 upvotes.
Jesus.
This is your brain on porn. I agree.
Yes.
Next comment is, he is fetishizing Asian and Latina women by seeing them as specific sexualized types. Objects for him to drunkenly objectify. Obviously, there are all sorts of kinds of women and sorts of races. It's definitely something to talk about them this way. Yeah. I think this would be an out for me.
Yeah.
Especially because she feels like it's an ick, and now you can't, like, you can't un-ick a thought, you know?
Yeah. It's like if my partner said, like, I'm really attracted to thugs and gangsters.
Yeah.
And I'm clearly not a thug or a gangster. I'm like, am I not black enough for you? What's going on? Like, I would get heated and upset and concerning. I'm like, all right, what the hell? So.
Yeah, I think this is breakup official.
Yep.
Well, on that note, let us know in the comments below if you enjoyed us reading these relationship advice posts. I had a really great time with this.
Yeah, me too.
I really struggled reading them, though. I think I need to practice reading out loud.
Since I downloaded the app, they were kind of like a 2-year-old wrote these out.
Oh, okay. So it's not just me.
No.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a person writing it.
My dyslexia be dyslexic, and
I am dyslexic too, and sometimes I have a problem, but I did have a hard time reading those some of them, the ones I saw. So
okay, good, that wasn't just me. That's awesome. Be sure to check us out on Patreon. We're gonna quick write our own am I the a-hole posts. Yes. Or we won't post them, but we'll say them if we can come up with them.
Yeah.
I have a really good one that I've been sitting on for a while, so be sure to subscribe here on YouTube. Check us out on anywhere you listen to podcasts, and let us know if you really like this format, because if you do, we'll bring this back. Because this is easy. It's not easy to read, but this was easier for us than writing out a whole episode, to be honest. So yeah. Let me know in the comments below. Be sure to check out Cosmo on The Cosmo Show and check me out on Dare Wears.
Cool.
Subscribe, stay to Lulu.